Many years ago, a very unhappy and immoral man rented a room near the orphan working school in London. He took great pride in confusing unprepared Christians with his philosophical reasonings on religion. One day, however, he said to one man, "This morning I did something I haven't done for a long time. I cried," he said. "Cried," said the man. "Why did you cry?" "I wept when I saw the children of the orphan working school walk by me, and it occurred to me that if Christianity had done nothing more for mankind, it had, at least, provided a way for these orphans to enter respectable situations in life." Matthew chapter 25 challenges us with the words of Jesus, where he says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we do all these things for you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.'" There are those who will gladly point their fingers at the hypocrisy of many Christians, and they'd be right. They will point at the gullibility of some or the hard-nosed dogmatism of others. But the fact remains, it has been the body of Christ that has brought hope and great reform to the world over the centuries. It has been Christ's body, the church, which has brought change and healing to a suffering world. So how about you today? Is there someone you know who needs to see Jesus?